North Korea is back in the World Cup for the first time in 44 years, and the players will have a little fan club rooting them on. That's because nearly 600,000 ethnic Koreans live in Japan. Some of them attend Korean language schools and pledge allegiance to North Korea's dear leader, Kim Jong-il. And some of them will be cheering for the North Koreans Sunday when they take on five-time world champion Brazil. Akiko Fujita sent us this report from Tokyo.
The last time North Korean players stepped onto the world stage, they surprised everybody. The underdogs beat heavy favorite Italy by one goal, and they advanced to the World Cup quarterfinals. Former North Korean player Jong Sung Kim was just 2 years old at the time, but he remembers seeing what he calls the miracle on film as a child, and he's hoping for another miracle against Brazil.
I've wanted to experience 1966 again. I wanted to feel the excitement again. There are so many emotions this year's World Cup has brought back.
Kim was born in Japan and has lived here most of his life, but he has North Korean citizenship. His parents were among thousands of Korean natives who were forced to become Japanese citizens during Japan's colonial rule over Korea. Kim's parents lost that citizenship after Japan's defeat in World War II, but they stayed in Japan and sent Kim to North Korean schools here. He attended soccer clinics in North Korea as a high school student, and in 1989, Pyongyang recruited him to play for the national team.
All my teammates had grown up playing together, so it was hard for me to fit in at first, but we spoke the same language and had the same goal. That bond was enough.
Kim's team never qualified for the World Cup, but three Zainichi, or Japanese natives, will play for the North Korean team this year. The three players are familiar faces in Japan's professional J-League, and North Korea's World Cup bid has rallied the tight-knit Korean community here. Last month, students at the North Korean school in Tokyo held a rally for the players, and more than four dozen North Korea fans have made the trip from Japan to South Africa to see their team in action. Jaenam Shin helped organize the tour. He's with Japan's North Korean Football Association.
As a person raised in Japan, I want Team Japan to do well. But North Korea is my home country. I want them to win more than any team.
Shin also hopes the players help the world see beyond North Korea's political regime. He's created T-shirts that say 1966 again and sold team scarves online, and he'll be wearing the shirt and scarf at the stadium. Former player Jong Sung Kim will be decked in team colors too, but he'll be watching at home alone. He says he's too nervous to watch with a crowd, but every second, every minute will be thrilling. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.